This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. Three-man shows this week, Cakes on Vacay. It's Bish, EB, and JP. And joining us right now on the Mattress Ross Hotline, she covers the Wizards for the Washington Post. Just wrote an article about what the Wizards do moving forward now that Tim Connelly has spurned their offer to be the Wizards GM. It's Candace Buckner. Hey, Candace.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. I want to get your take. What was your initial reaction to hearing the news that Connelly was going to pass? It's funny because I think before you reported it, we were talking about it. Like, man, it's taking a couple days here. Clearly, this guy's not jumping at the chance. And I don't blame him. This is a big ask. This is a big rebuild here.
Yeah, it was a bit surprising, considering that since April 2nd, his name had been floated around as pretty much the inevitable guy to take the job. And of course, when you consider his roots in Baltimore, where he got his start here in Washington with the Wizards, 1999, working here and other brothers working with the Wizards. And you thought, hey, this is a great little homecoming story. Local kid makes good, comes back, saves a franchise he loves. But didn't work out that way, so I was a bit surprised.
Were the Wizards surprised, Candace? Do you think they were taken aback?
Can't speak to the heart and mind of Ted Leonsis, but once you offer a man a contract, which Leonsis did on Sunday, I'm thinking they thought they had found their man.
Right.
Guess that only goes so far. You got to think about the situation and the challenges, and there's many more challenges here with the Wiz than with Denver. I mean, Denver's on the come. And then you look at the salary situation with the Wiz, and you got Beal making almost 28 next year. You got Wall making 39, won't even play. There's going to be a lot of new faces, too, with this team. I'm looking at a list right now, Candace, and you know more than I do. I only see five guys under contract for next year.
They have six signed for the 2019-20
season. Okay, so
it's
six. So,
yeah. Lest we forget Jordan McRae.
All right. So there's going to be a lot of new faces. What can we expect here?
I think it will be a rebuilding to the extent of a complete teardown. I'm not sure of that because you still have a two-time All-Star who does compete. You have to give Bradley Beal a lot of credit because he really has goals and he's going to go after them, and he wants to be a leader, and he wants to be the face when John is not out and help his team. But when you do look at the roster, and they have a lot of things to do this July and with signings, you can't imagine that this will be a team that can compete with the top teams in the East. I don't think that's a bold or a hot take. But they clearly are going to have to retool some things, and how much of that struggle is going to be remains to be seen, but it's definitely going to be a rebuild.
Well, obviously a lot of it's going to depend on who they ultimately hire here. So now with Connelly out and some of the remaining candidates that we know about who's been interviewed multiple times, Danny Ferry, obviously, got the family legacy. He's got the experience in the league playing and in the front office. I think that might be an interesting choice for them. Troy Weaver, and then Tommy Shepard, who worked under Ernie. And, after your report and your article about sort of all of the dysfunction there, I would be shocked that they would go with somebody like Shepard, who learned under Ernie. That would scare the hell out of me. You say Washington has no immediate plans to switch course and offer a deal to any of those three remaining candidates at this point. So who are they looking at then if it's not going to be those three?
No immediate plans, as in they're not going to offer a when I wrote that story, I was so, nothing's coming down the pike today. And that, like, of course, that was yesterday. So I took that as those are the three guys. Yeah. But it's not like they said, okay, Conley passed on us. Now let's give this guy.
They didn't have a clear number two, is what you're saying.
That's what it seems like. And it looks like they're going to take a little more time to figure out which direction they're going to go. But those three, as far as I know, those are the three remaining candidates.
Talk about Shepard and how I think that's really scary. A guy who learned under Ernie. We all liked Ernie personally, right? But, you know, if your article is accurate, and I take it to be accurate, of all the dysfunction there, all the unaccountability, if that's a word, that's been going on in that franchise for so many years, why would you go to an internal candidate?
The adjective is scary on this morning. It cracks me up. Scary, I'm sure a lot of Wizards fans would probably feel that way. However, I just think that when and the way that I was told that how Ernie ran the top of the franchise, he pretty much had the last say, and he had talented people around him, but might not have used them to the extent that they should have been used. And when your boss wants one thing, you kind of have to acquiesce to the boss. So I don't, you know, when I was writing that story, I wasn't thinking, Tommy Shepard, he's certainly part of the problem, and that's scary. Well, I know that Tommy has spent the last weekend overseas scouting international prospects. He's done that in the past, and I know that he has a pretty solid reputation in the league. Mm-hmm. So when league people tell me that the dude is upright and he's smart and he can be capable, I have to believe those people who worked with him. Now, again, it remains to be seen if he can do that, but his biggest obstacle, of course, would be if he can get out of any shadow.
Yeah.
Joined by Candace Buckner. She covers the Wizards for the Washington Post. So getting back to what whoever the GM has to deal with, you talk about in the article that they already have $90 million tied up in the six players that we talked about, and that includes two traditional centers in Dwight Howard and Jan Mahimi, and the league is shifting away from that type of center.
Right. No, what's going to happen with, of course, Dwight Howard decided to opt in and take his player option and come back another year. You can say he played nine games, and in those nine games, he was their best rebounder. So maybe you can use something with him. Jan Mahimi's remaining $16 million. When he was, he's been out of the mix, out of the rotation, basically all last year. You have to wonder if the new GM will figure out a way to try to clear that money off the books. I don't know, but that's one of the biggest. Working with that current roster would be one of the immediate biggest challenges for whoever it is, whether it is Danny Ferry or Troy Weaver or Tommy Shepard. And I'd like to say something about Troy and Danny. I think Troy has this great reputation as a recruiter. So you could think, okay, maybe he can get guys to come here on the cheap because players are just attracted to him. But Danny Ferry, he has been around. He's the one remaining candidate who has been the top at an organization, a top basketball executive. He has won 60 games in two places. He's built around a superstar in LeBron James, and he's built something that's a little bit more common in this NBA and just a solid team in Atlanta. So all three guys have their different advantages, and I would have to say their complications. However, it will be interesting to see which guy, which talent Ted Leos values.
Well, you know, we're hearing rumors that there are certainly teams that are interested in Bradley Beal. And when you talk about a rebuild situation, John Wall is untradeable because of that contract. No one's going to trade for that money with the injury history, right? And Bradley Beal's got two more years on the deal. You know, is it a foregone conclusion that they're going to try and work something out and sign Bradley Beal to a John Wall type of contract in 2 years, or is it a real possibility that they move him and try and acquire a lot of pieces.
Right. I don't think it would be smart at all to sign Brad to that Supermax, just because you can't tie up more of the upcoming salary with two players. And that's nothing against Brad Beal. But the problem is he's getting to the point where he's so good, he's a problem. And in 2 years, yeah, he can leave. And so, other very smart people have written about this already in the market, that the first task of the GM will be making that tough decision and moving Brad, because you can't give him that Supermax if he becomes eligible.
Right.
Of course, the All-NBA team has not been announced yet, but you can't do that. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You can't tie up that much money, even if it's not a Supermax deal. If it's a max deal, I mean, that's a ton of money with two players. I mean, those guys will be making $75 million combined in 2 years. I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
So you're right. The new GM is going to have to make a huge decision. And we didn't think it was possible to move Otto's deal, and they did. And now you're going to get...
I got nothing for it.
Yeah.
So they spent last year, essentially every move was to get beneath the luxury tax. So you saw where the priority was right there. And that's just a signal to where the priority will be even moving forward with the new leader. They want to spend more reasonable and smarter. So I would be shocked. Okay, if Brad makes all NBA, you cross that bridge at that point. But I would be just shocked that they want to venture down that road again.
Yeah, me too.
They're rooting for him not to make the all NBA team, and it's going to be close.
So it sounds like they're just going to try and sign in free agency. Obviously, you got the draft with the ninth pick, but in free agency, they're just going to sign a bunch of middle of the road players.
So maybe Portis gone? The other guy,
probably
the other big guy. Who was the big guy from Duke?
Jabari Parker.
He's gone.
Parker. Probably.
Well, he has a team option of $20 million. $20 million. I don't think you want to tie up $20 million for Jabari Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they do have that young kid, Thomas Bryant, the third center. But at least he's young. He's going to get some attention this summer, and because of the way that he's developed, and he did pretty well. He was essentially a G League player when the Wizards got him, and he turned out to be pretty well in stalling for this team.
Yeah.
So I think you spend a little coin to keep him.
What about Sato? Is Sato a free agent?
Sato is a free agent, and who is coughing and dying in the background?
Yeah, Sato's
allergies.
Right, we do.
Thomas Adamski is a free agent, and if you and I'm being totally conservative by saying John Wall will miss the majority every time I write. I'm just being completely conservative by saying that, but the reality is, he could very well miss the entire year in rehabilitation. Not that he can't come back, but the Wizards do have financial reasons to keep him out. But, again, that's down the future. Satoransky, again, has proven to be a capable fill-in starter for the team for the last 2 years. So are you expecting to get something better than him, A, with the ninth pick, or using that asset in a trade, or getting somebody better than Sato in free agency? And I think you want to stay with the guy that you know and reward him for his hard work these last 2 years. Selfless guy, too. Glue guy.
Yeah.
Candace,
okay.
Appreciate the times. Candace Buckner, check out her work at the Washington Post. Thanks.
Thank you, Candace. Appreciate it.
Whoever the GM is going to have to make a lot of decisions.
Can you imagine making $38 million next year and not work?
Well, no, he'll be working. He'll be working out.
I can't
out.
Imagine that.
He'll be working out, rehabbing.
You get my point.
Yes.
He's not going to show up and hit jumpers, but that guy's going to probably be putting in 4 or 5 hours a day.
And you're talking about $38 million, $41, $44, and $47 million next 4 years.
It's ridiculous. All right, we're the Junkies. Coming right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's funny because Drabby and Awad and Valdez, even our guests are saying, hey, what's up with that cough? And Dr. Drab's coming in here trying to get him some cough medicine.
I mean, he has no idea what I'm doing at home.
And Bickle's just telling everyone, hey, dude, I got a cough. I've been taking medicine.
Yeah, what do you want me to tell you? And
he's not even taking the right medicine.
You don't know what I'm taking.
You just said I'm taking Zyrtec.
So funny.
Well, Zyrtec also dries you up for allergies. That's what a lot of this is. This is allergy-related.
You need a cough suppressant.
I've been taking a cough medicine. You don't even know. It's a prescription cough medicine.
This is so funny. Like,
are you getting a lot of texts?
I said, what'd you take this morning? You said Zyrtec.
That's
Zyrtec. Not a cough
You don't even know how to pronounce it.
Okay, I know it doesn't stop a cough.
It dries you up.
I'm glad your eyes are nice and dry.
It dries up your nasal drip too, Ricky.
People are just saying that they think you're dying. They're wondering if you're dying. I said, no, he's not dying. He's just got
a
bad cough.
I like this tweet from Steve.
He's got a bad cough.
Can we go ahead and name the cough the fourth official junkie today?
Listen, here's the thing. I'm sorry that the cough is bothering people. I don't like it. Coughing? Give me permission, and I'll take 2 weeks off. I'm happy to do that. I'm coming in being a good soldier. I'm taking medicine. It's, you know, whatever. It's going to take a while. It's not going to get fixed.
You got to deal with it.
Yeah. Doesn't bother me. I know that you hit the cough button.
I hit the cough button every time.
I don't know if you're hitting it too late or early.
You hear it. The cough button's on.
You hear it from my mic.
There's 10
or
mics
Jason's
in here.
Mic.
Yeah, it's a small
room.
Only
three should be live.
Well, okay, yeah, but what did we tell you?
If I went over in the corner and screamed, you're going to hear it.
99. Look, the only time I didn't hit the cough button, the one time it was off, I started to cough, and then Valdez turned it on.
Don't get Rick at me.
No. But people act like I'm not hitting the cough button or that I don't.
Hold on. When you do that today?
What?
I turned your mic back on today?
No. Like last week, people looked at me, and they're like freaking out. Well, I started to cough right before we came back from a commercial, and then you put on the on button.
Yeah.
Right? I was going to turn it off. It was already off. Then you turned it on because you weren't looking. You were just turning the mics on. Then I started coughing, and everyone's freaking out. Well,
look,
that's
I know
the
you're
only
trying to hit the
time.
Cough button.
Hold on. That's the only time in the last 2 weeks I haven't hit that cough button. Every other time I hit the cough button.
Hear it.
The other mics pick it up. Sorry. If you want me to go home, I'm desperate to go home. I'm desperate to go home and just sleep. And live a nice life.
Well, the thing about the cough is Jason does it right before the show, and Valdez has tried to limit it because he hocks his loogies. I think today,
I would kill to hock a loogie like that.
Yeah, but I only do it for like 20 minutes.
I understand that.
I would kill to get a big loogie.
You know what?
My problem is it's just a little drip.
It's part of the junkie's charm. It is what it is.
Junkie's charm. Go to the Safeway. Everyone's coughing all over the fruit and vegetable. Everyone's coughing everywhere. Everyone has allergies. I'm no different.
My wife does it all day, every day. It gets on my nerves.
People have it this time of year.
And I tell her, I said, why don't you just go to the doctors? It's just something that I got to deal with.
There's not much they can do.
Well, you know.
That is true.
There's not much they can do.
When I had my stomach issues a couple weeks ago, and it seems to be a growing trend because when I took my two-year-old to Right Time Pediatrics, the same thing. The biggest recommendation now is, we can give you an antibiotic, we can give you something, but it's really not going to do anything. Time.
Right. That's exactly right. I've been taking, if you care to know, because I had it from, it's the last time I've been sick, benzonatate, whatever the hell that is. It's a non-narcotic, oral, anti-tussive cough suppressant drug, which works by anesthetizing. How do you say that word?
Anesthetizing.
Anesthetizing. I sound like Drabby. Anesthetizing the tissues of the lungs and pleura responsible for the cough reflex. It has a numbing action similar to that of benzocaine and numbs the. I've been taking that. Two pills a day, three times a day.
Problem is it's non-narcotic. You need a narcotic.
Okay, but that's prescribed by my physician, by two separate physicians. I've prescribed the same
Maybe
drug.
You need something a little stronger.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure there's much they can do.
You know what? The cough drop's helping here.
Yeah, it might help a little bit.
5 minutes.
Getting angry helps.
No, it's just guys are annoying about it. Like, you think I don't know that I'm coughing? It's freaking annoying the hell out of me for 2 weeks.
So loud, too.
Yeah.
God, it's the loudest cough in the country.
What did Drab say?
The driest cough.
I walked out, but I think Drab came in and said, do you think you're maybe taking the wrong medicine?
He's just an idiot. He doesn't know.
That's so funny.
Specifically prescribed for a cough. Also, because my wife has allergies, she takes the Zyrtec. It tends to work for her, to dry her up.
Then 10 minutes ago, Eric was like, let's send AWOD to CVS, and now he's saying that he's taking all the right medicine. So I don't know what's going on.
If anyone in the country thinks a cough suppressant does much, I am taking cough suppressant. It'll help for 5 seconds. Okay, but I have to suck him the whole show.
He said that to get you off his back. I know exactly why he said, okay, go ahead. You want to send him to CVS?
Yeah, go ahead. You want to get his cough suppressant? Go ahead. I don't have much
faith. He knows he's still going to be coughing tomorrow.
In the Ricola. Yeah, I don't have much faith in this.
Ricola.
But if it pleases you for me to suck on it during the show, I'll do it.
It's helping a little bit.
Okay, then fine. I think it does help a little bit.
And they're going to complain and talk about how they hear the sucking sound.
Yeah.
The sucking's much better than the coughing.
Sure.
I don't really hear the coughing because I do actually think he's hitting the cough
How
button.
How could you not hear the coughing?
No, I hear the coughing in person, but I'm saying through the headphones, I'm not hearing them that much.
People are obviously not hearing it because they're responding.
I know, because maybe I'm
You're just tuned out. You want me to go home?
You're just hearing because he's 3 feet away from you.
You want me to go home? I'm desperate to go home. If it's ruining the show, I'm desperate.
I think this segment is helping the show.
No, but you don't understand. I wake up every morning and I go, I shouldn't go to work. I should stay home. Well, there's only two guys. I should go. Plus, it's just a cough. I should go. If I decided to not work on days I didn't have a cough, I'd be here about 30 days a year.
Next week, if Cakes is back, you can stay home.
I would love it. Sick day.
We get Monday off anyway.
Yeah, great.
Memorial Day.
I won't even be here.
I love three-day weekends.
Love them.
So, anyway. The cough is annoying. It annoys me more than it does you. I promise you.
A lot of people, though, have been tweeting. How many? Just read a couple texts. They're funny.
Give some of Valdez tobacco that will moisten him up. Some guy says.
Yeah. Good. So get cancer.
Well, it obviously isn't working. Donkey says go to the effing doctors. Just a bunch of clowns.
The doctors, they all give me the same stuff. I'm taking all the stuff the doctors have given me in the past.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us on the Hadid Carpet Clean Lister lines. It's EB versus the cough.
Yeah. So hold on. Have you gone to the doctor now? Or is this all just stuff?
No, because it's the same stuff. They just always give you the same stuff. I have racks of the same stuff.
It could be like pneumonia or something.
Not pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Oh, I went for a run. It was
if he had pneumonia, he'd feel like butt.
Yeah. I don't have a fever. Maybe eventually it'll turn into that, but I don't think it has at this point.
I think the drops are working.
Go to Colin.
Just keep sucking on him.
DC. Colin, what's up?
Hey, Jones. Hey, EB needs to stop being so insecure about his cough. If it was AWOD or Dravy with the cough, he'd be on them all day long with all the jokes. So EB, just let him have it today.
He'd be Jones.
Thanks, Jones.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't mind. It's just, what do I tell you?
I understand your frustration because...
It's more frustrating to have the cough.
Of course. It's frustrating because everybody just wants to be healthy. Everyone wants to be healthy. When you're not healthy, it sucks.
Yeah, it's freaking miserable.
Whenever I missed a couple shows, I was up every half hour on the toilet, coming out both ends. You're just like, you take it for granted when you're healthy. And it just sucks when you have a lingering cough.
Yeah. And I'm trying.
And everybody here, by the way, they think they're like,
they're all
doctors with the perfect solution. The reality is there aren't great solutions. I remember years ago, this might be 20 years ago on this show, people acted like airborne was this great solution.
Believe me. You know how much airborne I took when I first started getting sick? Airborne, right. Zicam.
I mean, it's a joke.
I took all that stuff when I first started
feeling. All the over-counter stuff
doesn't work, Jack.
Right.
I've taken Tussin.
Right.
You know what's more
thinks
annoying?
They have a solution.
Mucinex. I took Mucinex for the first week.
What's more annoying than your cough is when JP does this.
Sorry.
This.
I can actually prevent that.
Desk. He pounds the table all show long. This is what he does.
I will try to curb that.
Thank you. You just did it again.
Let's go to Ed in Sterling. Ed, what's up, buddy?
Well, hey, I'm actually a pharmacist, so I'll comment on your cough suppressants there.
Yeah.
The benzonatate is a great cough suppressant, but it's clearly not working because you can hear the cough
it works at times. I didn't take one this morning. I think it has modest. It works a little bit. Go ahead.
If your cough has gone on for 2 weeks, it's probably an allergy-related cough.
Correct.
Keep doing your Zyrtec. You can add in your Flonase if you need to. Some kind of nasal steroid spray that's going to keep the...
Why do you use a nasal saline spray? Is that helpful?
No, saline is just moisturizer.
Right.
It's not going to help.
Right.
So you can add in another mechanism like that Mucinex DM.
Right.
That's so like
Zyrtec, you could take Zyrtec and the Mucinex?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they work differently.
Yeah.
Mucinex DM.
Yeah, that's what I have.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. It is allergy related, 100%. I have a feeling it's pollen. Is what I have a feeling.
Did you take medicine this morning?
Yes. Zyrtec, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
We need some rain.
And
here.
As the pharmacist said, I'm on the right path. I'm taking the right thing. It dries you up.
People ask the dumbest questions. Do you guys have a damn cough button? Are you serious? Of course we do.
I hit the button every time.
Oh, my God. People are so dumb.
We have multiple microphones in here. It picks it up.
All
Sorry.
Right. Are we done with the cough discussion?
I don't know. I got to pee now.
So do I. I'm going to erase you there.
So much water.
I'm going to erase you there.
Yeah.
By the way, Drabby, real quick, before we get to the EP, I do want to give props to the JMU softball team. And I actually texted Drab this yesterday. And he shot me down. But they beat Michigan yesterday in the regionals to advance to play UCLA in the super regionals. But their pitcher, Megan Good, who is about a 6-foot supermodel, is a smoke show. And she was throwing 72.
I mean, she wasn't a typical softball player with a big ass.
She's the new Jenny Finch.
Yes. And she's
what's her name?
Megan Good. Just Google highlights of her from yesterday. Anyway, she was throwing 72 and from 43 feet. All right. That's like facing Nolan Ryan. All right. She was just money. And she threw all three games. I think she threw like 400 pitches in three games. So props to JMU. So
I can't tell if she's hot in the softball uniform. I'm sorry. I just can't tell.
Well, why don't you watch
Megan Good
yesterday.
Is an actress, which is coming up here. An African-American actress who's hot.
Dude, she was all over ESPN
today.
Okay,
I'm just saying that's the first one that came up.
Just watch SportsCenter.
Hey, did you watch all of the game?
I watched the entire game. Well, I watched five innings.
Did you hear the big gaffe by the announcers?
No, what did he say?
Hold on, I'll play it for you.
All right.
Fully committed to the next pitch.
Did you deal with some of those issues, at least early in your career?
I'm still trying to deal with them, Mark.
No pitcher is truly out of the woods in that department, are they?
I was fortunate. I got to work with Ken Revisa, and he was one of the absolute best.
Who's still out there doing what they do best, doing what he does best?
He passed away.
Yeah.
But.
Oh.
But the.
Whoops. That doesn't look good. I don't even know who that person was. Was it a pitching coach or
football? Yeah, pitching coach they're talking about.
I missed that one.
All right.
Anyway, so.
I mean, I don't want to comment necessarily on this, but I'll tell you that I prefer Megan Good, the actress.
Okay, silly. That's fine. Silly.
She is.
Anyway, so we'll get the cough taken care of.
Well, probably not. It's probably going to be a few weeks.
You haven't coughed since 8/17.
It's right on the cusp. It's right on the cusp. I feel it. As soon as you turn off the mic, I'm going to.
I just put up a poll. Who you got, EB or the cough?
Dumb.
All right. I got to pee. Yep. We'll come back and we'll do the EP, and then we have our NBA scout guy coming in
at
9:20, right?
Correct.
He's going to talk about the Wizards.
We're going to ask him what the Wizards should do in the offseason and how Portland could have stopped Steph Curry.
Right. All right, don't go anywhere. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we have a couple polls up at Junks Radio. You can follow us on Twitter if you haven't yet. Follow us on Twitter, Junks Radio. One of them has to do with the Anthony Rendon discussion, which we were having earlier. So far, 60% say the Nationals have to re-sign him instead of trade him for prospects. So it's 60-40. But I would imagine the closer you get to the trade deadline, if he's unsigned, that would move. But 60%. And right now, 88% have the cough taking out EB. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but
or apparently we pissed Gina off. Gina says, "Oh my God, stop with the coughing conversation. Sick of it. Turning off the radio."
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you for
Gina.
Listening.
Can't win everybody.
See you later. Have a nice day.
We're just trying to do the best we can. Put in an honest day's work. That's all
we can
do.
If that wasn't a female, I would have blocked that person. If that was Gene and not Gina, I'm blocking him.
Yeah. You're still at just one person.
Yes.
Blocked on the vibe machine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment here. We have some interesting stories. I think it can mildly entertain you.
Sponsored, by the way, by our friends at Second Chance Addiction Care, an outpatient drug and alcohol addiction center. It's already helped several Junkies listeners online at secondchancecare.com.
All right, boys. Ric Flair, what's his catchphrase?
It's not woo-hoo.
What
it's
is it?
Woo.
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 Had surgery. Emergency surgery, but the doctors say the procedure was a success, according to his wife, Wendy. They want to thank everyone for their prayers and support during this time. Of course, as they were previously reporting last week, he was hospitalized on Thursday after suffering a so-called medical emergency. Nobody said what it was. He was supposed to have surgery on Friday, but doctors postponed the surgery due to complications. But obviously, things got better over the weekend. They were able to do the surgery, and they say it was successful. He's had heart issues in the past. That's the obvious assumption as to what's going on here now. So hopefully, he has a successful recovery from that and is back to his normal activities.
Is he maybe the most beloved wrestler out there? Because you would initially think Hulk Hogan, but because of kind of the controversies the last several years, I don't know that he's beloved as Ric Flair.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a wrestling guy. I don't know. For the mainstream, Hulk Hogan, more mainstream for me.
Sure, people are aware of Hulk Hogan, but because of, you know, sex tape and different things.
That only made him more popular. The N-bomb stuff, not good.
Yeah.
That's the worst on his resume by far.
Mm-hmm.
Did he use the N-bomb in the sex tape?
I'm not sure. I think they got him on an audio, maybe a call with his son or something.
Yeah, it was a call with his kid, but it wasn't that... The Bubba sex tape stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you.
All right, so let me see. I guess they're having some of the ratings are starting to come in now from the Game of Thrones. It drew 13.6 million viewers when it initially aired, but then when you throw in replays and streaming, they're saying that number climbs to 19.3 million people checking it in. Not just a record for Game of Thrones, but it appears to be for HBO's entire series history. None of them did as well. The previous highs were set by last week's episode, which did 12.4 million. So they added a million viewers.
For the finale.
For the finale.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Which is pretty crazy.
What I wonder, I was watching something at the gym, so I didn't have the audio on. I just saw on the TVs, it was one of the business channels, and they were saying, what is HBO going to do to replace Game of Thrones? And the analyst said a lot of people straight up just cancel their subscription right after the show.
Yeah.
So it's so easy now to just add a channel, delete a channel. I've never done that. Like, if I get HBO, I'm just ride it out for a while and be like, man, that hasn't been good for a while. But a lot of people, I guess, they sign up, six episodes of Game of Thrones, and then they, boom, they're out.
My mother-in-law would do that with tennis.
Really?
Like HBO would cover, like, Wimbledon or whatever for 2 weeks, and she'd order HBO.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just
order
for
one month of HBO.
Oh, yeah, to get whatever. I think it was Wimbledon, whatever it was.
Right.
But that she would do that annually.
Mm-hmm.
Just order HBO for 2 weeks, and then when Wimbledon was over, then cancel.
I probably should. I'm too lazy.
Oh, I pay for so much.
Because, I mean,
that
I like True Detective when it's on HBO.
Right.
I don't really watch it for the movies.
Right, you never do. You waste 10 bucks a month.
Everything's available
on Netflix
anyway.
The only thing I watch on HBO
literally
is Hard Knocks. It's the only thing I watch. And I guess I watched True Detective, or the one with Mahershala Ali. Was that
True Detective?
Yeah.
So I watched True Detective. I watched The Night Of when it came around. Was that on HBO?
That was 5 years ago.
I think it was. It was 2 years ago.
I watched Ballers. I guess I watched a couple
joke.
Shows.
I don't know how you watch that.
I watch Insecure.
Everyone's hyping up the new show on HBO, Chernobyl.
I've heard about that.
Everyone says it's amazing. I haven't watched it.
Yeah. Is it based on the nuclear blast?
Is it about like?
Yeah,
I would assume.
Yeah, not interested.
It doesn't seem to be.
It's supposed
Plus,
to be really
I don't
good.
Want to get freaked out by that. That might just freak me out.
You start looking up where's the closest nuclear reactor.
Yeah, you're looking up reactors.
Well, it just said everyone's
near Kensington.
Cancer.
A number of people have said it's a really good show, though.
Are people still watching that show? Is it Billions?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Showtime.
It's very popular.
Do people still like it?
Yes.
Yeah. buddy really of mine was telling me about. I haven't had Showtime since my guy, Seymour Butts.
Established. Yeah. When was Family Business on
since
TV?
Family Business. But they canceled Family Business. I canceled Showtime.
Right.
That is actually a show I think I ordered Showtime for.
I would love to know how much I spend on my cable for channels that I literally never watch. It's got to be $100.
I doubt it's that much because it's always sold in packages.
Okay, well, the movie package is what? Is that $60 a month?
I can't believe I pay for...
Pretty sure.
I pay for way too many boxes. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got so many boxes. You have no idea.
I would love to know. Yeah. I really got to start cutting costs. What am I doing?
I got a box in Kelsey's room. She's at NYU.
Yeah, you got to pay for it.
I know.
Oh, you mean in her room, right.
In her room, in Gaethersburg.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? Cancel it while she's away? That's so nubby. Cancel it while she's in college for 2 months. You can't do that. You have to just pay. You just have to suck it up.
Right. But, I mean, how much TV is being watched in her room?
Yeah. Probably none. Yeah, you got to pay for it. Jada Pinkett Smith is in the news. She has a Facebook show. I think we've talked about it before. Red Table Talk. Remember, she had that Jordan Woods on right after she... who did she hook up with? She hooked up with Kylie Jenner's...
Tristan Thompson?
Was it Tristan Thompson? No, that's Chloe.
That was Chloe's.
That's Chloe's. Yeah, but she was Kylie's best friend, but she hooked up with her sister's baby's dad, which is just obviously not a good thing. She recently did a show on Facebook. Did you find any of the audio of it, Valdez? Where she talked about how she once had a little porn addiction before she was in a relationship with Will Smith.
Maybe she was watching Family Business.
Just like you.
Well, I guess I'm not looking at the right stuff because...
What'd you say? If I was still on my porn game, I'd be able to show you some good porn. Because back in the day, I had a little porn addiction. But I wasn't in a relationship when I had a porn addiction, believe it or not. Thank goodness.
I just want y'all to know this is a lot for me.
It's a lot for you. It's been a lot for me. You never think your mother has anything to do with porn whatsoever. Ooh, here we are at the table to talk about the effects of pornography
on relationships.
On relationships.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one, and I actually feel like I was using maybe addiction a little lightly, and maybe I will say now that I had an unhealthy relationship to porn at one point in my life where I was trying to practice abstinence.
Exactly.
She never goes into the specifics as to, like, what types?
No, she didn't go into that.
By the way, Family Business aired in 2003. I don't know when it ended. What is the name of Seymour Butts? His real name.
Okay, I know that. It's, Adam Glasser?
Yes.
Something like that.
Adam Glasser.
Glasser, Glacier, something like that. Yeah.
What a pull.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure he's like a heroin addict or something. He looks so bad.
He doesn't look healthy.
Yeah, he looks very unhealthy, which he should be unhealthy all the sex.
He's probably had a cough for about a week.
Hopefully, he's probably had a cough probably longer than a week, would be my guess.
Eternal cough.
What else is out there? James Holzhauer, we talked about him yesterday. He won his 23rd Jeopardy game. His winning streak
now.
He won
a lot of money.
23 consecutive games. He won $89,000. So far, his grand total is $1.78 million so far. Let me see. They say the University of Illinois grad pulled off his latest win as they returned from a two-week hiatus to air the annual teachers tournament. Did anybody watch that? Everyone just skipped that, right?
And waited the teachers tournament?
Yeah, until James came back.
I'm sure regular viewers, like somebody like Valdez, watches whether or not there's a Holzhauer or not.
Not all the times. Like yesterday was appointment TV. Right. I knew James was back. And the teacher tournaments are kind of nubs anyways. Like in the kids' tournaments, college tournaments, they're nubs.
Why are they nubs?
Because the questions are all nubs.
Oh, okay.
They're dumbed down.
Oh, okay.
Apparently,
was there a sweat, by the way? Was anybody close to him?
No. He didn't start out as hot as he usually does.
Well, he got his daily double, like, the second question, so that kind of hurt him.
And then one of the challengers hit a daily double.
Have you noticed them changing their gameplay now?
One of them did. The first guy last night, he was going for the thousands like James does.
It's the only way to keep up with him, right?
Right, exactly. Right. You can't have too big, large of a gap.
What percentage of the time does he hit the buzzer before them?
You mean like ring in before?
Yes.
Visibly see him?
Yeah.
You can't really tell.
I mean, he gets the first crack at it. I mean, if he gets the first crack at it, that's how you know.
Well, he's very quick with the buzzer, but
so
you can't tell.
He's getting the first crack at it what percentage of the time? That means he's hitting the buzzer first, right?
Yeah, but you don't know if the other people know that.
Assume they're nerds and most of them know him. So let's just say they both know it.
It wasn't as much as I thought watching it yesterday.
So he wasn't first in, like,
no, a lot of times
time.
Sometimes he passes. He just sits there and...
doesn't know the answer.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the answer or he doesn't want to risk.
He doesn't. Yeah. Yesterday he waved. I saw him wave Alex off. The other two people missed. And he was like, nah, I'm out.
How often does he nail Final Jeopardy? Has he ever missed the Final Jeopardy question?
I've never seen him miss a Final Jeopardy. I've also never seen him miss a Daily Double.
Well, that's how he gets to the 100,000 every night. Because he has about 50 before that.
Wow. Yeah. What's an average person win on Jeopardy when they
play? It's usually anywhere between 15 to 20.
Right.
And that's pretty substantial.
And he's quadrupling it.
Yes.
Yeah, like last night he won almost 90,000. Ken Jennings apparently is a big fan of his. He wrote in the Post this week, the Washington Post, that it's like watching history. He says, it's like watching the equivalent of a basketball player having a 70-point game for an entire season. So look at that. Ken Jennings with the sports analogy in there. Big fan, even though he's right on his heels and probably going to break his record.
Of course he's going to like him because he's angling for a tournament of champions thing where he can make more money.
I'm just seeing this. I'm sad to see this. Artie Lang was arrested again. Is that right? The comic was arrested by the Essex County Sheriff's Office in New Jersey. I don't know what he was doing. He was in violation of probation while completing his drug court program. Last we saw, he was like doing trash as part of his like community service and probation or whatever, and part of his mandated drug court program. And he seemed to be doing pretty well. But he's been arrested so many times. It's just sad. Guy's throwing his life away. Let me see. What else do we have? Aaron Carter claims Michael Jackson did one thing that was a little inappropriate. Michael was just one? Michael was a really good inappropriate, but then he says, except for one time. There was this one thing that he did that was a little bit inappropriate without elaborating further.
Right. He didn't
say what it was.
Shouldn't that tell you? Right, but he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Carter's an idiot.
Where there's smoke, there's fire on that one, I think.
All right, coming up a little bit later, Brian Orange is going to join us. He used to be an NBA scout, video coordinator for the Washington Wizards. We'll talk some NBA finals with him, or Western Conference finals, I guess, one of the teams set for the NBA finals. Fifth year in a row, Golden State's in the NBA finals.
Hadn't been done since the 60s.
So he will join us at 9:20. But coming up next, we're going to get back into the Redskins situation. Yesterday at OTA's, first time he steps on the field, Reuben Foster, who was projected to be their starting middle linebacker, tears his ACL. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.